At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest from the world of sports, DFS, and gambling. With over 5 years of hot takes and millions of downloads later, I guess he's been doing something right. Now, sit back and listen to one of the sharpest minds in the game. Here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Oh, what a day. NFL football. I mean, complete no-shows by both Tampa and the Raiders. You know, and the Cowboys don't even bother showing up. Now trying to stage a last-minute comeback against the Ravens as this game's still going along. But it's just comical. Outright comical with some of these NFL games. But we don't really have time to get into it because we have Sunday Night Football on deck and trying to get this recorded. So, without much further ado, let's get into it. Chiefs at Falcons. Chiefs favored, but it's a close line. As like the Falcons are dogs, but you know they're within 3 points. So, to me, I look at this more along the lines of who's getting the ball from the Chiefs side, because I expect Atlanta to show high, make sure that the Kansas City can't get the ball vertically down the field. So they're going to try to make it as difficult as possible for Patrick Mahomes to have that verticality, if you will. So realistically, this situation benefits more along the lines of getting the ball to Rashee Rice, in my opinion. This pretty much is a game where, you know, traditionally you would have Travis Kelce as the zone buster, but as has been very clear in the course of the year, Travis Kelce has had that's, you know, whatever they want to call it, the snap count that they're trying to avoid Travis Kelce taking hits. So for whatever reason, Travis Kelce is just basically doing wind sprints and just being a decoy, not getting targeted. But because he's Travis Kelce, you have to respect him because he's still going to run the routes. And that's what he's being used for. So to me, Travis Kelce at 8,200 in the flex is basically a trap play. I think folks are going to go to Travis Kelce when in reality, Xavier Worthy is going to get the work as the speed guy. But Rashee Rice is going to get pretty much 60% of the pass game work, if not more. And I know everyone's so used to it being Travis Kelce. It ain't that time anymore. So Rashee Rice is the guy. At 9,600, I would put Rashee Rice in the captain instead of Mahomes, because for Mahomes, you need everyone to be involved equally in the captain. Because Mahomes at 10K, he needs everyone split. So Mahomes needs to throw and more likely rush for a touchdown. So you would, instead of multiple passing touchdowns, you need multiple rushing touchdowns for Mahomes in the captain tonight, in my opinion. Because I don't think they're gonna be putting up 35 points. I don't think it's gonna be that kind of game. I think Atlanta's going to run the high safety. They're going to play more in line of that Tampa 2 defense that Raheem Morris likes to play, but with higher safeties. I just look at this as a game where they're going to try to keep it all in front of them, and this used to be a Travis Kelce game. They're not going to use Travis Kelce in that way. He's going to be more of the decoy. He'll still catch some passes, but like he's going to be more of the decoy. I think it's going to be Rashee Rice getting the crossing pattern routes, and then Xavier Worthy being worked on the outside, where you can use the speed and find the gaps in the coverage. I think those two guys end up being the plays for the Chiefs. And then on the ground, I still think you're going to get Carson Steele running the ball. So between Carson Steele at 6,400 and Samaje Perine at 5,400, I think I take Carson Steele because I think Carson Steele gets the goal line work as well. And if Carson Steele gets a rushing touchdown, that basically makes it a wrap in terms of the running game because Perine is not going to get trusted with the red zone targets yet in the backfield. He hasn't been with the team long enough to get those McKinnon-type touches that we used to see in the red zone for the passing attack. So, to me, this is more of a, you know, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, mixing some steel here and there. But I do think on the Atlanta side, where we can kind of go with putting this all together, is the fact that, you know, you've got Ray-Ray McCloud at 3,600, who was featured heavily against the Eagles. And thus far, Darnell Mooney has gotten more work from Kirk Cousins than Drake London has. So it's an odd situation with the Atlanta Falcons. So we're going to take a quick break. I'll talk about my approach to dealing with the Atlanta side of the equation because I think that's the key to the slate. You know, once we get past, like, focusing so much on Travis Kelce, I think that solves the Chiefs' problem. I think the problem is figuring out which Atlanta side guy gets enough work to make the build as successful as it should be. So, stick around. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. The Fantasy Throwdown Podcast will be right back after our sponsors pay the bills.
Folks, our personal data is being distributed constantly, every day, without us ever doing business with a company. Data brokers are collecting people's personal information to sell it to any number of companies. They are gathering data from public records, databases, and your online activities and use it without you even knowing it. These guys have your name, address, email. And if you ever wonder how spammers keep getting your phone number, the answer is data brokers. So what can you do to protect yourself from this nightmare? Incogni steps in to repeatedly scrub your name off of any database tied to these guys, as long as you're a customer. They go through the hassle of engaging with these companies so you do not have to keep going through an endless chain of unsubscribe requests that go nowhere. Go to incogni.com and use discount code FANTASYTHROWDOWN for 60% off an annual membership. That's incogni.com/FANTASYTHROWDOWN for 60% off an annual plan. Let Incogni help ensure your data privacy today.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the show. Hope you got your popcorn ready.
All right, so let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. it's pretty hard to kind of get a feel for this team, given the fact that new offense, you know, Arthur Smith is gone, but they do seem to like Tyler Allgeier still. Not that Allgeier's bad, but Bijan Robinson is clearly the better back, and they do not use him to his maximum efficiency by taking him out of the game at random points. So it's hard to kind of get a gauge of what this Atlanta Falcons team is. We know Bijan is the best player and best athlete. Problem is, he gets used about a third of the time than he probably should. So, yes, they keep him fresh, but he's almost a little too fresh, if you know what I'm saying. It's like, it's hard to kind of get a gauge of whether or not Bijan should be the most expensive player on this slate. He's $10,600, and truth be told, in a logical world, he should be, because he's the best player on the field from an offensive standpoint, skill position-wise in this game. But in terms of his utilization, he may be fifth on his own team. Let's kind of go through it. You have Drake London, who's getting work. You have Darnell Mooney, who's getting work, too. You got Ray McLeod, who's been getting work, three. I know Bijan's been getting carries, but in terms of the passing game work, really hasn't been utilized that much. And then, oh, by the way, there's still Kyle Pitts, who's four. Bijan Robinson may only be the fifth option in the passing attack for this team. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are still a very good run defense team. This is an awkward matchup because Bijan Robinson should clearly have the most work by the Falcons, but I can see a scenario where they don't run Bijan enough against this Chiefs defense, and he doesn't get enough pass work, so that even when he does have a good run here or there, his volume is so much lower compared to everyone else. Bijan might get outscored by a couple of guys on this Falcons team. And the guys I'm looking at are Drake London and Darnell Mooney. As ridiculous as that sounds, bringing up Darnell Mooney, Darnell Mooney could outscore Bijan Robinson on this slate from volume alone. Because with a PPR format, if Darnell Mooney gets five or six catches, chances are he's going to be in a ballpark of 12 to 17 points, even without scoring a touchdown. So imagine if Darnell Mooney somehow catches a touchdown. This slate's over, because someone will leverage Darnell Mooney, possibly in the captain spot, play the Chiefs together with Rice. Like, that's why I say this slate is so awkward, because as ridiculous as the build sounds, you may be better off with Darnell Mooney than Bijan Robinson, as dumb as that actually sounds. Saying it out loud makes me feel dumb, but from what I've seen of the Falcons, they may actually be prioritizing some of these players over Bijan Robinson because they don't want to overuse him too much as the season goes along. So we've got to wait and see with this Atlanta team, but from a build standpoint, Bijan Robinson should be the first priority, but do not be afraid to play Drake London or Darnell Mooney if you can make the salary work. I still think up top, Rashee Rice makes the most sense in the captain range over any Atlanta player. But for the Atlanta players in the flex, there may be value in taking salary out of the equation and just paying less, even though you can afford Bijan Robinson, but going down to a Drake London or a Darnell Mooney, because London will cost $8,800. Mooney is $6,200. By dropping down, because most people would say they will use that money instead of going to London, they'll go to Kelce. Forget about Kelce. Play London instead, and you're already different in the field. Fading Kelce, to me, is the play, but getting the Atlanta players right is what's going to decide the slate of whether or not you can potentially win. I think it's 500K up top tonight. But, you know, it's still a very sizable showdown slate. To me, that's where the big money is, figuring out these Atlanta players. So this is definitely an MME slate, But I do like Rashee Rice in the captain spot. So take from that what you will. You know, a couple other plays you can consider. Obviously, the kickers. Bucker is 5K. Young Hoku, 4,800. They're both very good. They both can kick from 50 yards. So they could easily decide a slate. You know, you got Noah Gray at 2,600. You know, Justin Watson is still getting over to, in the field over some of these other wideouts. Juju, Smith-Schuster, you know, still in play. It's like, you know, yes, it'll be a goofy situation for... excuse me. Some of these other guys to be in the optimal, but not the craziest thing in the world when it comes to the Chiefs. As they do like their gadget plays, and there's always a scenario where one of those guys gets free, scores a touchdown, and that's their only big contribution, but because it's so concentrated, normally it would have been Kelce or Tyreek getting the work and being fully concentrated. In that scenario, I think it's going to be Rashee Rice tonight. And then you get one of these random guys that gets on the scoreboard for the Chiefs at the bottom. But, you know, that's the way I look at it. But, very much an MME slate tonight. But one that I still favor the Chiefs in. But I do think it gets quite concentrated between Rashee Rice versus the other options. Xavier Worthy's the other captain option. It's like it could be a Worthy night instead of a Rice night. But... I look at it as more likely that Worthy will have his time, but I think it's more Rashee Rice is the more expected playmaker for the Chiefs that they trust, so that they'll give Rice the work first. If Worthy gets hot, then obviously that situation changes, but I think for now it's going to be Rice, and I think Kelce is going to be the most highly paid and expensive decoy on the slate, you know. No Taylor tonight, so we don't have to worry about Taylor Swift photos in the crowd. But, you know, we will see what is on tap for Sunday Night Football. So that'll do it for me. Best of luck to you all in your lineups. Still think the Chiefs win. Think they cover. But we shall see how the game goes. I will try to see if I can get some content up for Monday Night Football with the doubleheader. So... we'll see if there's a way to talk about the Bills and the Bengals games ahead of those games. Anyway, that'll do it for me. Have a good night, folks. Enjoy the games.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major outlets.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.